Ba-da-da, da-da-da. Welcome to 2020 Coronavirus. Hey, everybody. My name's Colin.
And I'm Alexa.
We're going to do a podcast tonight. Back by popular demand. And we're going to continue talking about what it's like to raise this Duke, this little guy of ours, and the stupid things that people do.
Yeah, that's the theme of this episode.
Yeah, stupid things. Stupid things. Like, buy so much toilet paper that no one else can ever buy toilet paper again.
Yeah, it's backordered until October.
I'm at work on Thursday. And Alexa calls me, or sends me a text message, I can't remember, and just says, hey, can you pick up toilet paper on the way home? I said, what? Toilet paper? I call her. I was like, what do you mean we need toilet paper? Yeah, we need toilet paper. I was like, Do you know that there's no toilet paper anywhere? So we bought Kleenex.
And then we wanted baby wipes for our actual baby, and those are all gone.
Yeah. No, it's weird. It's going to get weirder. Anyways, wash your hands, folks. So anyways, thanks for joining us.
Watch it for like 30 to 40 seconds, not five.
So one thing that Alexa, I know, cares a lot about is personal space. And with this coronavirus, you know, one of the main things that we're talking about is not spreading germs to people. Like, you know, people aren't even high-fiving anymore. So we had a close encounter with a stranger, acquaintance maybe. Two acquaintances, actually. Two stories about acquaintances. Anyways, they violated some of our social norms these days that we're taking so serious with the coronavirus. So what happened to you, Alexa?
Well, I'll start with the first one, and this is the one that everyone's been asking me to talk about because I talked about it in my very first episode of, I accidentally said punching in the face, I actually elbowed her in the face, which is true because Colin was there to witness it, so everyone who thinks I'm a hypochondriac drama queen, that's not actually true because Colin can vouch for me here that I actually elbowed her in the face. So what happened was, is, you know, I'm a germ freak already as it is. And I hate sick season to begin with. And on top of this, it's the coronavirus, which everyone's getting on my case because I say young people and babies don't get it. But you know what? I just don't want my baby to be carrying any type of virus, no matter what it's called. So anyway, I was taking my baby for his well child check, his first one. And I'm very emotional at that time. It was like, 2 weeks after? I had just birthed him.
When we did what?
The story. Oh, was it 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Okay, so 2 weeks. And then this particular human at the doctor's office surprise attacked me and smacked a kiss right on my baby. And I literally broke down and started crying. So that was the first time. Because I was defenseless that time because it was a surprise attack. I didn't know that random people kissed babies. So then this other time came, this is a popular story, is I was just sitting with my baby and I was talking to someone on my right and this person came from behind of my left. So I didn't see it coming. I didn't have peripheral because my head was fully turned to the right. And I just felt this presence of like, lips almost touching my baby's forehead, and this time I was prepared because it already happened once and I was not on my game, and I used my left elbow with that had Duke's head and I elbowed her right in the face, right in the chops.
Yeah, it's kind of just a natural reaction. It all happened very quickly.
What did she do?
Ooh. Scampered away, very embarrassed. You know, the whole thing is, I think it's all about social norms and culture norms and kind of just like when you grew up in life. You know, presidents used to kiss babies all the time when they're out on the campaign trail and things like that. You know, you're not seeing Joe Biden or Bernie Sanders right now kissing any babies, but that was a very common thing to do for a long time. I think.
I know, but get with the times, people. We don't do that shit anymore.
Right. Yeah. Everyone just needs to be really, really careful right now. And that was, it just was a natural reaction, and it was kind of funny, but also, it, yeah, I mean, she didn't have a bruise anybody. She wasn't hurt or anything. It was just, a natural reaction of, whoa, bait, or dude, what are you doing? Don't kiss my baby. So.
Then we were on a walk, and it was a beautiful day. Our spring has been actually pretty, well, I guess it's still winter, but it feels like spring because it's March. We were on a walk, and it was a beautiful day, and we had Duke in the carriage thingy, the stroller. And we had that cover over it, and this random dude, like, of all people, a dude, came up to our buggy, and he was like, oh, like, is your baby in there? And we're like, yeah. And he's like, can I look at it? And so we opened the hole of the carriage cover, and he's like, can I smell your baby?
Yeah.
And I was like, no, you can't smell your baby. Why would you ask that?
What did you really say to him?
I don't remember. I felt like I said no. What did I say?
I don't know. I think that's a weird thing. What? The smell of babies. I think people just get so funny when they get awkward and they don't know what to do. They're like, oh, hey, can I smell your baby? It's like, like they don't even really mean it. I bet it just like comes out. They're like, oh, that sounds weird. Okay, but now I'm committed. Like if I don't smell the baby, then I asked to smell the baby, and now I don't.
He definitely
want to.
Didn't sniff our baby because I wouldn't have let him sniff our baby. I would remember that if he stuck his head in there.
All I know is I think it's pretty funny.
Well, but actually, that's a thing though, because every time I tell that story to my friends, they're like, "Yeah, babies have a smell. It smells so good." But if you're a random person,
they just smell clean.
Yeah, I know. But like, if you're a random person, you don't just go sniff a baby.
No, you definitely don't.
Like, but if you're my grandma, maybe.
Even then, it's weird. We should just not be smelling babies. Not making it happen.
Or like, I don't know.
I don't know. I can't smell very well, so I'm not really the best person to ask about the smell of a baby. I know when he needs to be changed.
Yeah, those are pretty stinky.
Yeah. I'm not looking forward to when he starts eating real food. Save the comments.
And then, so the coronavirus, so that was like, Duke was born in January, January 11th. So these are all things leading up into like the beginning of March. And just about this last week, it started, like shit started hitting the fan with the virus.
Yeah.
And I was really thinking about pulling out of my dentist appointment, but we figured we should go because Colin never flosses and he has and the dentist always compliments on how perfect his teeth is.
Scoreboard. I have zero cavities in my life.
Yeah.
Zero.
And I have a shit ton and I do everything right. I brush twice a day. I floss twice a day and I fluoride twice a day. Rinse. So I had to go because I knew I was going to have a cavity and I eat healthy. So I don't understand. Anyway, so I had to go. And, like, we moved recently, so we had to go to this new dentist, and we didn't have our x-rays. And so this lady, I was watching her like a hawk. She had a glove on her right hand and no glove on her left hand. She takes her left hand, takes a plastic thing with her bare hand, and puts it on the x-ray monitor. And she said, okay, go ahead and step up. And I literally said, I was like, am I supposed to put my mouth on that? And she said, yeah. And I said, okay, well, can I go get my own plastic cover because you just used your bare hand? And she literally got so mad at me. And she's like, oh, I guess if you have to. And I said, well, I'm sorry, with this coronavirus, I just really don't feel like eating off of someone's bare hand. And she's like, well, I'm very clean. And I said, that's fine. I just would prefer using my own hand. And then ever since that, she was so mean to me. She poked my gums so hard. And they bled. And every question I asked her, she was really aggressive and rude. And she literally couldn't shut her trap about how clean she was the whole time she was cleaning my mouth. Because she was so perturbed that I had asked if I could do that. And she just had to explain herself. And I'm sure she was a very clean lady. But during this time, once again, respect of the human space. Use a glove. Don't touch my things and put it in my mouth.
Yeah, you know, you would think just like at all times, not touching something that's going to go in someone else's mouth with your bare hand is like a common thought process. It doesn't seem like it always is, though. And people get offended when you call them out on that stuff, but here's the real deal is we haven't had a pandemic like this in our lives. You know, if you look at everything that happened this week with all of professional, collegiate, and amateur sports basically stopping this week, this is the first time this has ever happened in the history of the United States. I mean, so we, as a society, I think even, so we're having examples here of when this was barely kind of bubbling, where it wasn't quite where it was now. And people thought it was ridiculous to use this. And now it's like such common sense. Like everyone needs to be doing this. And it's like how things can change in 2 weeks. And I think things are going to continue to get weird. They're going to get really weird, I think, here in another 2 weeks. And so I think the biggest thing that I would just want to say is just be good to one another, because we're all got to get through it. Most of us are going to be 100% fine, but those who are elderly or have comorbid conditions really just need to be taken care of and protected.
Yeah.
And people need to use common sense, man. Don't sniff and kiss and do other things to my baby, you know. Let's just let's take care of each other.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just funny to me, like, there's all these things that, like, I think the funniest thing is washing our hands has been the most common sense thing of all time. And then everyone's like, I know, just wash your hands. And I'm like, yeah, what the fuck were you doing before that? Were you not washing your hands? Like,
maybe sometimes.
Or like for 5 seconds. Or like, did you know that you're supposed to wash your hands for 30 seconds? So I was like, yes.
Just as a weird American culture thing, like, you know, shaking hands with your right hand. Most people wipe their ass with their right hand. So everybody shaking hands with their right hand all the time. Well, we know that people don't always shake. Like, you know, it's a weird thing we do anyways. That's a great way to spread disease.
Yeah, but you have to – we can't lose personal touch either, though. Like, that's the thing that's sad. Like, I met someone new at work the other day, and, like, yeah, we both went to shake each other's hand, and we're like, oh, never mind, don't touch. Never mind. But, like,
elbow bump.
But that's stupid, though, because people cough in their elbow.
Well, there's – you know, other cultures do other things.
Like what?
Like bow.
Bow.
Like, you can do that at 6 feet. You know, they tell you to be 2 meters away from someone who's coughing. You can fucking bow from like 10 meters
coughing.
Away. Coughing.
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 Bow.
Hi. I don't know. I don't know what the right answer is, but shaking hands does seem silly.
Bowing or bumps curtsying? Curtsying. That'd be fun.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
I don't think you're.
I'd be like to my new client, hello, and curtsy.
You don't even wear a dress. What are you talking about?
I know, but you can still do the, it's like a curtsy lunge. I can be like, this is what you're going to learn today, curtsy and lunge. Don't touch me. Don't speak to me. Don't breathe on me. Ready and go. Ow.
Yeah. I don't know what the right answer is, but, you know, I think this is going to have a dramatic impact on American culture going forward, I think. We'll see. I don't think we know yet what's really going
to
happen.
What's the grossest thing that's ever happened to you? And not just around the coronavirus, but, like, personal space-wise.
The grossest thing personal space-wise?
Yeah. Like, it could happen in college or, like, when you were a little kid. But, like, what do you think is the grossest thing that ever happened
to you? I don't know. My sister – I'll tell a quick story about my sister.
Does she know you?
Is that okay? No, it's fine. Because this is a personal space, like, disgusting thing. So she was working a long, long time ago and went to open – she's in the medical field as well. So an abscess is a collection of pus and gross fluid. And she went to poke a hole in it. And she went to poke it, and when she, it was under such high pressure that when she poked a hole in it, part of it lurched, you know, went like – however close it was, she was to the patient, you know, maybe 2 feet. It went through the air 2 feet and landed in her mouth.
Ew.
Yeah. So abscess fluid went into my sister's mouth. That's a personal space.
What did she
disgusting do? Thing. So I think she was pretty professional and just said she needed to leave the room for a second. I don't blame her.
Ew.
I probably would have thrown up. Yeah. So, you know, that's something that I heard from my sister.
See, that's what I admire about you and your sisters, because you guys are so poised in that situation. I would have been like, I would not have been professional.
You know,
I would have yelled at her and be like, why did this get into my mouth?
We're pretty smart people, but we sign up for a profession in which you have some, you know, you deal with gross things, but that's the advantage is you're also helping these people, right? It's a cool responsibility in order to help people with, you know, quote-unquote embarrassing things. So I don't really find too many things embarrassing, but, I mean, abscess fluid in the mouth. It's going to be disgusting. So, all right, Alexa, final closing thoughts from you this week.
You didn't ask me my grossest thing. Oh, that's so rude.
I'm sorry.
You always just take charge and close it out.
All right, what was your most embarrassing, grossest thing about personal space?
Well, I have a lot of very embarrassing stories but I can save those for later. But like regarding personal space, I didn't think about it. Hold on. Let me think about it. I just wanted you to ask me and then I probably would have thought about it.
Oh,
I
had sorry.
To remind you. Oh, I know. So personal training is actually really fun and funny sometimes because it's kind of the same as a medical profession. Like you're helping people and like sometimes like when you're doing really hard things, like things leak out of you, whether it's fluid or gas.
Yeah.
And one time I was coaching this like really macho man who, you know, doesn't ever bleed and likes to just lift really heavy weights, and I had finally convinced him to do like a just bands workout, like no big weights, no throwing shit around. And he was like, "This is for wimps. Like, I'm not doing this." And I said, "No, this is really actually really hard." And so, but in like 15 minutes into a 60 minute workout, he was about to cry, but of course he was stubborn and didn't want to admit it. But I could totally tell in his face. And I was making him do banded burpees where you have a mini band around your wrists and around your ankles. And you have to keep tension on the bands the whole time. And so you have to jump out, do a push-up, and then come back up with constant tension. You can't do any slack. And when I was standing behind him, and when he jumped back, like the loudest fart just like floofed right out of his butt and like into my personal space. But that personally really wasn't embarrassing or gross. That was just actually kind of funny because he really didn't think it was going to be hard. So
crop dusting.
Oh, I know the most gross thing that ever happened to me. I do. What? And then we can end this thing. Okay, I know it. My dad's going to think this is funny because I totally remember now because he always gives me crap for it now. So, okay, me, Tasha, and Papa, we're going camping. And I always prided myself on.
Yeah.
Whatever the past tense of pride is. On being my dad's like right hand girl.
Yep.
Because Tasha always, of course, just naturally everything comes easy for her, like how to light a fire and start and build a tent. Like she picks up on it so quickly. But I was more of like the hunter and gatherer, and like I would always find stuff and be able to get our way back. So we were on this hike and he's like, "Okay, Alexa, you get us back." So I was all proud of myself and I was forging the way. And I got us kind of lost, and I realized that there was a river that we hadn't, like a stream, not a river, that we hadn't crossed yet. And there is this, I was like, "How are we going to get across this? I don't want to get my shoes wet." Because, you know, learn from Forrest Gump, wet feet is not a good thing to have. Mm-hmm. So it was getting dark, and I was like, "Okay, we got to get across this." So I looked over, and I saw this piece of wood. And I was like, "Oh, this is perfect. We can use this as like a cross bridge." And I go to pick it up like this, and I stuck my hand in shit.
What?
Human shit. The board was used to cover it up. And it was like, I'm not kidding, Colin, it was like, imagine a circle. It was like 12 inches this way and 12 inches this way. Someone just like exploded. And of course, Natasha was like, "Ha ha, you have poop on your hands." And then they called me like shit hand for like the rest of the night. And I literally, because we were camping, we didn't have soap. We didn't have anything. So I just had to wash off in the stream. I literally slept in the tent like this with my hand away from my face.
How you get hepatitis. That's
I know. So gross. So that's the grossest thing that happened to me in personal space.
Well, that was uplifting.
And we love Duke.
I hope you guys got a chuckle out of that. That's disgusting. Thank you guys for listening. I just want to remind everyone to be kind to each other when you're going to the grocery store. We all need to buy essentials, so be kind to each other. Alexa.
Yes. Right. But also don't be afraid to beat somebody up if you have to.
Whoopah. All right, guys.
Bye.
Have a